Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday morning. Yes, it is Oreo Thursday, baby. Oreo and milk and ice cream and gumbo rum. Listen, y'all, they done drunk up all my gumbo rum, so they come in here today. Now, they know I cannot do a show without gumbo rum. So you know what these people done did up in here. Listen, they brings me a bowl of Oreo cookies and ice cream, and I'm like, what in the Sam Hill am I supposed to do with Oreo cookies and ice cream? And they know I got to have gum rum to do my show. They know I have to have my rum, so I don't know what's the matter with these people. Roxanne just started about a week ago, and then Rodney, he just got here the other day, so I guess they don't want no job because I'm going to have to get rid of them. They around here drinking up the gum rum, supposed to be fixing the gum rum for me, so I don't know what is going on. Listen, y'all, it is Thursday, August the 18th, 2022, 2 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off. Honey, you know I got to push it up to the ATL. Got to shout out to my home team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by GumbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors. We got Gumba Rum, which is natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold. We have one infused with natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum. I keep telling Steve. Y'all, listen, what do you have to do to get folks to listen to you? I done told Steve, people keep asking for more flavors than vanilla and coconut. You know, it's more flavors in the rainbow. Listen, if Skittle got a lot of colors and a lot of flavors, why in the world Gumba Rum can't have a lot of flavors? Skittle, you know, I remember Now Ladies. Do they still make Now Ladies? Now Ladies got a lot of different flavors. You know what I'm saying? So why in the world can rum have a lot of different flavors? What y'all say? We need to pick up a different sponsor. Oh, Lord, no, I can't do that now. Yeah, Steve has to pay the bills. I don't pay the bills. Steve pays the bills. Listen, y'all, it's a special musical salute for independent artists, Brian, the independent artist Opal and independent artist Mona Augustine. Listen, these folks is bad. They is bad. Let me tell y'all something. Your music is being heard by who? Come on, engineer. In the special words of Don Caniz, the man that made... Yes, yes, yes. Your music is being heard by people all over the world. Tell me one more time. Yeah, baby, people all over the world. I got some hot music on today. Independent artist Briley, independent artist Opal, and independent artist Mona Augustine. Let me tell you something. Independent artist Opal, that's O-P-U-L. Let me tell you something. I was checking him out earlier today. He got some great music. But listen, he's very unique. He got something really unique that he does. And I was looking at his website. I said, now, wait a minute up in here. See, listen. You have to come up with something different. And Opal has the right idea. When you have skill and talent, and you have something a little bit different than most people don't have. See, that way you have the ability to draw some attention because y'all know. Did y'all know the internet is crowded? The internet is crowded. Everybody's shopping on the internet. Now listen, Also, I ain't going to start making about talking about the million-dollar music, but I am going to talk about million-dollar music because y'all product is your music. Your music is your product. Your product got to be polished. It got to be pristine. And I'm talking about millionaire music. You know what I'm saying? Listen, there's a lot of people shopping on the Internet. You know, everybody, since thank you, COVID. Now, I don't mean that thank you, COVID. But what I'm saying is thanks to COVID, it has changed the way we do business. And listen, I was going to say this earlier during a different show, but I'm going to say this right now. Listen, let me tell you something. When the pandemic and COVID was going on really, really bad and a lot of people were losing their job, I felt kind of, I didn't know how to feel because God was providing for me more than ever before. And I say, oh, Lord Jesus. And you can't feel bad when God is blessing. So God had put me in a position. Oh, Lord, I didn't mean to say all this, but it happens. Listen, y'all, I'm a licensed coach, a licensed life coach. Listen, I've been trained and licensed by Monique Carradine. She was a journalist here in Chicago. She worked at Channel 232 News, but she down in Hawaii, got my papers a long, long time ago. But listen, let me tell you something. I felt a little unusual because so many people were suffering and losing their job, but yet I was flourishing financially. I'm like, oh, Lord, Jesus. You know, and I felt some kind of way about that. I don't know if y'all understand what I'm saying. So listen, God had placed me in a position. This is the way God works. And this is why I always tell people you need God in your life. God had put me in a position well before COVID came on the scene. Now listen, let me tell you how God will do. This is a life lesson. Sometimes in life, God will orchestrate your life in such a way. He had already put me in a position before COVID came about, and I had no idea what was going on. It was very difficult. God had put me in a government position, which I really didn't know how it was going to turn out. But it was real difficult, and it was hard to get in there, and it was working from home. And I said, this is so hard. And then I started to give up. I said, I just can't do this because it's all this information you got to have and got to do this, and they was throwing you all crazy. But listen, I got on through it, but y'all know what happened? It ended up being the biggest financial blessing I ever had in my life because COVID came, and I didn't miss a beat. Now, I'm saying that to say this to you all, to encourage you. You will be blessed. You can be blessed. If God put something in your heart for you to, oh, Lord, today, Jesus, a life lesson. So if you got something in your heart, I'm saying this to independent artist Oprah, because he's doing something different that most people is not doing. So I said all of that to make this point to independent artist Oprah, O-P-U-L. He's doing something different. I checked him out on his website. I was like, wow. I say, this is freaking different. When I was the first, I was like, what's up in here? I thought about, what's his name? I thought about Freddy Krueger. I say, is Jason them coming to get me? You know, I was looking at his picture, and then I started scrolling down. Now, listen, y'all can check him out. It's opalshow.com, O-P-U-L-S-H-O-W, opalshow.com. And listen, I'm a person. Let me say this, too. I'm a person. I don't talk about what God does and bless me. I just do and help people. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to be barking by myself. I don't say that too much. Now, listen. Opal, y'all check out this show, opalshow.com, O-P-U-L-S-H-O-W, opalshow.com. I scroll down, and I start looking, and I say, he got on the mask. I say, is Freddy Krueger about to be a DJ or Jason? I say, oh, Lord. I say, I don't want to have no nightmares when I go to bed tonight. I say, oh, Lord, I might be dreaming about it. I'm in the engineer booth, and Freddy Krueger's going to come out and start DJing and playing all kind of music. So listen. I got to look, and I said, oh, Jesus, this is really a different person here. And so I kept on going down. I want y'all to do this, too, on this website. Keep on going down. Don't let it scare you. Just keep on going down. And then he got a video. It's the Opal DJ Show. I ain't never seen nothing like this. Maybe y'all have. I ain't never seen nothing like it. It's the Opal DJ Show. And then you click on it, and then y'all going to get something real nice. He got a light show going on. Oh, I mean, it's nice. He got a DJ show. Festivals, parties. He puts on a show while he playing music with lights. I mean, I ain't never seen nothing like it before. Y'all ever seen something like it before? It is really, really phenomenal. What he is doing, it's almost like he's doing a magic show and music at the same time. It's hot. It's hot. It's hot. It's hot. So listen, he's going a lot of different places with that. I'm telling you, that is phenomenal. Now listen, this particular tune is Walk on water. Walk on water. Come on, internet. Get on your job. Get on your job. No, too late. Not. Forget about setting up a bar. You done drunk all my stuff up. So listen. All right, so this is Independent Artist Opal. Y'all check him out. Check out the show online. You're going to enjoy it, and you're going to love it. You can book him if you're in his area. I'm pretty sure he'll do a show for you if you're having an event. It's phenomenal. It's well worth it. I'm telling you, I enjoy looking at it online, and I know you guys will too. So this is Walking on Water by Opal, O-P-U-L.
We'll be right back.
man. Y'all know something. That is flaming hot. That is ice cold. Now, let me tell you something. How he put on a show and play music like that at the same time, only God knows. Now, it takes some talent to put on a show. I'm telling y'all, go to the website, opalshow.com. Now, how he putting on a light show and playing that kind of music, a horny baby back. It's almost like flamethrower. You know, he throwing lights. Flames, fire, and playing music. Oh, baby, bad. Listen, that's bad. That's ice cold right there. That's walking on water. Listen, up next is independent artist Riley. Now, Riley is real smooth. Riley is smooth. Yep, you know what I'm saying. He got some nice music. Earlier, I played Phoenix Rose. And the reason why I like Riley, see, we need all genres of music. Listen, that's why we can't be really comparing ourselves to other artists, because whereas one person may be able to do rock and roll, rap, some of them that's doing rap ain't really doing it that well from what they be saying to me. I'm like, no, I can't do that one. Next. So let me tell you, I'm really on the real. Don't ever compare yourself, you know, with another artist. Maybe one artist can really do a nice soul ballad, and somebody else can do, like my man Opal here is doing house music. I love that house because I like to keep going and entertain. I like to keep my body going. So listen, and then another artist might be doing country. Tell yourself, listen, I don't know why I'm saying this, but listen, independent artist Riley has a very nice voice, and I love what he's doing, and he's filling a genre that we need, because, you know, his music is so refreshing. To me, it's very refreshing. It's very soothing. And to me, it says his music and what he's putting out there for us, is time at home with our family and our people. You know, we got to come back together to our family. Y'all know what I'm saying. We need to. As much as been going on in the world, it's one thing, it's one message that everybody in the whole entire world should get, and that is love your family even the more. So listen, I'm saying all of that to say this to independent artist Riley. Your music is filling a void that we all need to come back home, you know, and do things as a family. Now listen, y'all might think it's corny, but listen, I remember when I was a teenager and a young adult, I spent a lot of time with my cousins. I didn't have no sisters. I had brothers. So my mother was like, I don't want no hard girl. I don't want you to be around your brother so much. It didn't work out too well because I'm still kind of real tough. So anyway, let me tell you something. So she always had me hanging out with my cousins, and they're like my sisters. They're really my sisters. They're my cousins and my sisters. So because I was with them so much, I spent nights over their house, went to school with them, everything. We did all kind of stuff together. So listen, my point is this. I said all that to say this. When we spend so much time together, we always played cards, we played board games, we did all the kind of stuff. I know it sounds kind of corny. Black folks, you know, black folks sitting around playing board games, you don't hear that too well, but we did it. We did it. We played all kind of games. We played truth and dare. I remember one night my cousin boyfriend lost his little dare. He took the dare and he didn't want to tell the truth. We sent that boy out, and I'm playing Riley's song, Lying in the Sand. We sent him out. I don't know, it was about 10 o'clock at night. It was in the summer, mind you. In the summer, it was about 80 degrees. I will never forget. We laughed so hard. We sent him outside with blankets and quilts on him, and he had to go sing up under the nightlight. What you call them things? The street lights. The street lights was on. We sent him out there in the middle of the night. And folks was looking like, who is this? They really thought he was a homeless man because he was out there singing up under the streetlight, under the boardwalk, or whatever song he was singing. And he was wrapped up in all these blankets and quilts. He looked like a stone fool out there. And, I mean, everybody was cracking up laughing. You know what I mean? So listen. I know people don't do that kind of stuff no more, but I said all of that because independent Riley, his music, and I'm going to play Lying in the Sand, it reminds me of great, wholesome fun at home with what? With your family. So listen, you got to have this in your music library. This is a line in the sand.
No more clicking your fingers, telling me how high. No more destiny or tune. Heard it once too many times. Waited so long for you to leave him. Always soon, one long piece of string, and you were just your fingers. I was there for you, you were just your fingers. Nothing I wouldn't do. My mind was clouded, the love I had still messed up. line in the sand no more. Flicking your fingers, telling me how high. No more dancing in your tune. Done been your bit on the side. You said I was the one. The sun, moon, and star. Oh, my friend. Said it was a farce. You were just your fingers. I was there for you. You were just your fingers. A thing I wouldn't do. My mind was clouded. Love I had still messed up, and here's my line in the sand. And I'll be there for you no matter at your beck and call. Invested everything in you no matter. In return I got nothing at all. So no more clicking your fingers, telling me how high. No more dancing in your tune. Finally got a bit of pride. And promise me the sun, the moon and the stars. You both know what speaks louder than words. No more hoping, no trying, no more thinking, no more. No more wishing, no more lying, no denying, no more. No more hoping, no more trying, no more thinking, no more. No more wishing, no more lying, no denying, no more.
That was good. I got another number from independent artist Riley. You know, he reminds me, I'm going to play another song from him, and that got something to say. But listen, coming up next is independent artist Mona Augustine. Mona Augustine, and you know, Riley has a really nice singing voice. He really do. He got a real nice singing voice. I don't know if he actually really plays piano or not, but hold on. I got independent artist Mona Augustine. He is an award-winning Haitian musician. Let me tell y'all something up in here. Listen, award-winning Haitian musician, composer, talented artist, and advocate for women and children. Ooh, I just love it. Listen, that's something else, y'all. Listen. He has a bright idea, too. We've got to connect ourselves to community. So independent artist Mona Augustine, he's aligning himself because he's connecting. He's an advocate for women and children, and that's a great thing. And y'all know, don't just be connecting yourself to a charity just because it looks good. That ain't the reason to connect yourself to a charity. Really mean it, because you know something. The same strength and the same spirit that you connect yourself with something is what's going to be coming back to you. See, listen, when you align yourself, oh, Lord, today, when you align yourself with different charities, you know, you got to be careful, because if you're just doing it for the show, I'm telling you, honey, you don't know what's coming back. Karma, you know about karma. So listen, let me tell you something. Karma is something else. If you're only doing it for one reason, you ain't going to get much out of it. But if you're doing it for the right reason and you really have a heart for women, you really have a heart for children, who don't have a heart for women and children and widows and things like that? Oh, my God. You know, I would give my left hand. I'm just the kind of person. Listen, I'm just the kind of person. I can't go on about that. But my point is this. What Mona Augustine is doing, he's aligning himself. And listen, artists, you know, align yourself with a charity that's in your community. You know, volunteer maybe once a month. I know things are busy. You know, you're performing, doing different things. But maybe once a month, volunteer and do something, and it makes you feel good. That's why I love Sammy. I love Sammy. Sammy was on the show. Sammy is an independent artist, and him and his sister, my God, they are just so amazing, my Jesus. They are so amazing, and they're young. I think they're about 19 or 20, and they volunteer out. They're in Atlanta. They're based in Atlanta. They volunteer all over the place. They're young people. They got to go to school. They got all this stuff going on, and I mean, they are diehard people. But listen, let me tell you something. And they love animals. They take in animals. They took in a puppy not too long ago. So listen, they rescue different puppies. Let me tell you something. So they put out all that great energy. You know something? They are so phenomenally successful. They really are. All that good energy comes right back to them. They are so successful. Old Sammy, his music is so phenomenal, and he got such such a huge fan base, let me tell you. So listen, the reason I'm saying all of that is to really encourage Mona Augustine. You know what I'm saying? Because he has the right idea. He's an advocate for women and children. We need that. We need somebody like that. So listen, Mona is a long time and well-known throughout Haiti. Haiti, you know what I'm saying? And the Caribbean. Yes, I love it, love it, love it. He has performed solo in Haiti, Jamaica, Dominican Republic, Power to the People, Power to the People, and the U.S., as well as with many artists in Haiti and the U.S. He wrote his first song at age 20, now with more than 100 original songs. Woo, Lord, today 100 songs, I can't even imagine. 100 songs and compilations. He's used his music to help the world sing songs with social. And do y'all hear what I'm saying up in here? He helps write songs with social and sentimental things. I love that. Yeah, I love that because you know what? Social justice, that's my thing. Oh, my God, my God. I would stand up. I'd be like Martin Luther King, Dr. Martin Luther King. I would stand up on the box in the middle of the street and never stop preaching about social justice. So I love me some Mona. And listen, he's got a lot of awards and accolades attached to his music. 2014, 2016, 2019, and the list goes on. And on and on. Now, this particular number, it is I'll Be Gone. Listen, listen, listen. He is a great artist. I want y'all to hear what he's got going on. This is I'll Be Gone. Check this out.
I'm done, I'll be sure when we've done to have nothing.
right. That is independent artist Mona Augustine, and that is I'll Be Gone. It's been a stone cold blast. I am pretty much out of time, my great people, but guess what? I'll be back late on this evening to do it all over again. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.